What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us? This is something special, huh, for the birthday boy?
This is special, Shirley. You know, this is a great day today. My uncle has turned 68 years old strong. And this has to be at least, oh my God, 15 plus. Wouldn't y'all agree 15 plus
years?
At least.
Yeah. That long ago?
I think so, Miss Shirley. I think so.
Wow.
This is one of the greatest pranks of all time. And I had to get somebody in on it because, of course, my uncle knows all my voices and I wouldn't be able to just directly get him like that. So I had to, you know, I had to put some work in on this one. But this right here is the greatest. With Thomas Miles, nephew Tommy, pranks his uncle.
Look at your Harvey. Uncle's face.
Yeah. But why are you mad? It's your birthday. What's the problem?
Tell what I'm talking about. Listen to this.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying to you right now that he's telling on everybody. He's snitching on everybody.
That ain't got nothing to do with me, man. That ain't my book. That's his damn book.
Put him on the phone then. I'll tell him. I ain't really scared of Steve.
He ain't writing about you.
Yeah, he did. He done told on me. He done told on all my boys. He's telling on everybody, man.
Hey, dog, his book ain't got nothing to do with you, man.
No, but his book do got something to do with me because everything that Steve done learned as he was growing up from the hood, telling on everybody, and I'm tired of this. He ought to go somewhere and sit down.
Hey, dog, you got to get right with your girl.
Listen, if he's schooling my girl, he ain't got no business coming in my house, in my car, telling every damn thing.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
Who is this?
Hold on, man. This is Steve Harvey. Who is this?
This is Chuck P, man. Listen here, man. Okay, I was on the phone with your nephew, and I'm just saying this to you, Steve, okay? All love to you, dude. I see you on the front of Essence. I see you on the Family Feud on your radio show. So why don't you go somewhere and sit out and quit telling on everybody?
Wait.
And I mean this on everything, Steve. I'm riding in the car with my family. I got to turn my radio off because you telling game. We grew up sticking together. If I'm running a little game to make my ends meet or whatever it is, that's my business.
Up.
You ain't got no business telling on me.
Hold on. Oh, wait a minute. First of all, I don't know who you are.
I know you don't, but I know who you are, and we listen to the show. Okay.
Hold on. First thing you're going to do, though, back up a little bit, dog, because you're talking to me crazy.
Hey, Steve, ain't nobody scared of you because you got money.
Whoa. Hey, this ain't got nothing to do with no money, and I ain't going to be too many.
Wait a minute. And just enjoy your life. You found the perfect wife for you. You found the perfect person, the perfect relationship. Okay, that's good. God bless you.
Hold up. Don't put God in this. Leave God out of this because you ain't calling from the God angle. See, people kill me with that part right there. God bless you. Don't throw God. You don't want God to bless me because you're talking too crazy to me. That's for starters right there. But since you're talking crazy to me, let me turn you on to something. You out there running games. That's your problem. Run your game. You can't get mad at me because I'm doing what I do. See, man, y'all kill me. You out there doing what you want to do, like you all of this right here. Then you coming to me because I'm trying to empower somebody. I don't give a damn about you, man. Feel how you want to feel about me. But what you ain't going to do, though, is talk to me like you crazy. Because I ain't that.
Wait a minute, Steve. Let's make the playing field fair, okay? You got the airwaves. You got the microphone. You got the ability to touch a lot of people, okay? And you just telling. You're a walkie-talkie.
Hold up. This ain't got nothing to do with the airwaves. This ain't got nothing to do with the media. This just me and you talking. I can talk to you personally. Personally, me and you can talk. Anytime you want to.
Just
you
like ain't been hold Mr. Though, Steve, just hold talk hold like though. Me and then. Let's
you call. You talking all this yak. See, it's people like you, man. Dog, you're why I wrote a book in the first place. Because you're always somewhere trying to act like you're something that you ain't. Now you got the source on the phone. Now you trying to make about money and the meat. This is me and you just two men talking. Not what you want.
And if it's two men then talking then from one man to another, why don't you just go somewhere and sit down and quit telling?
First of all, I ain't got to sit down. You already doing nothing as it is. See, but soon as somebody go out and do something, try to do something positive, you got some old shaking, bake, chilly wag like you sitting up in here, man, wanting to go sit down somewhere. I ain't going sitting down no damn where. You can miss me with that. I say what I want to say. And who are you anyway? You ain't even doing nothing.
And don't tell me I ain't doing nothing. I tell you what I am doing. I'm trying to do something, but every time I take a step, you take two steps.
Hey, y'all kill me. Why don't you quit trying and do something? You all kill me, man, with that old you trying to do something. Why don't you do something, dog? You shouldn't have been here talking to me about what you trying. You probably selling that same thing to your people. You trying. When are you tired of me and trying stuff? When are you going to do something?
I'm doing something right now, Steve.
Right now you're talking to me on the phone. You could be improving your relationship with your girl or whoever you're trying to get it together with, but you're on the phone with me complaining because I done wrote a book. Man, don't read the damn book. You probably ain't read it no way. And don't watch the TV show. You probably ain't working enough to pay the bill no how.
Hey, let me wait a minute, dude. You don't know nothing about me, okay? You don't know nothing about my finances. You don't know how
I'm doing about you your finances. This about you as
Steve,
a man. You know what y'all keep me here? What y'all do to me? Here what y'all do to me? Y'all always talking to me on an email somewhere. Y'all always on the blog talking about me. You don't even know me. Then when you get me face to face, you want to bring up money. This conversation ain't got nothing to do about money. I ain't bought a money one time. It's about manhood. Now, why don't you do that right there?
Wait a minute. No, Steve, it ain't about money now because you got it. Okay, because you got it. When you was broke, I bet that wasn't your attitude.
Guess what, though? When I was broke, though, I was working. I wasn't sitting on the phone crying to some other man about what he making me feel with my wife. Yeah, every time I take a step forward, you got me taking two steps up. That's why you ain't taking a step forward.
Give me this, man. Can I tell you something? You just got pranked,
though. So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve, I love you, man.
Happy birthday, Steve.
How many people was in that room?
It was a lot of people.
Yeah. We were all in the Atlanta studio, man.
Yeah, we were in the studio.
I'm surprised I didn't cuss him.
I'm surprised, too.
I really did. Yeah, we were all there.
Got his hand on the button.
Oh, man, that's you, though, man. That's actually, this ain't got nothing to do with money. This is me and you talking.
Man to man.
I'm talking about something. Damn, every time I try to take one step, you make me take two steps. Boy, man, miss me. I'm trying. Man, quit trying.
Tommy, didn't you cry after that? You were so happy. You shed a couple of tears, man, after that,
but
Frank.
See, you know, all them lines you were saying, Uncle, lines that crushed me, and though, that's how you crush a man. Let me tell you something, though. Even when I was broke, I was working. I wasn't on the phone crying to another man about what I'm trying to do.
Dog, what is your punk ass calling me for? Whining. Man, what you whining for? Just about money. Just because you got money. Man, you ain't always had money. Dog, when I didn't have money, I wasn't calling in on the radio show.
All right.
Well, there you have it.
Thank you, nephew. Happy birthday, Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.